All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're diving headfirst into Automedia.
Automedia?
Yeah, they're a European startup, and they're making some pretty, let's say, bold claims about totally revolutionizing the world of outdoor advertising.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Revolutionizing is a strong word. What exactly are they promising?
Well, they're not just aiming to be another player. No, they're talking world revolution.
Oh, wait.
Calling themselves the next unicorn, that kind of thing.
A unicorn. So billion-dollar valuation right out of the gate, that's a lot to live up to.
Exactly. And that's what we're here to unpack. We've got their project presentation, their business plan, even some direct insights from the founder, Nicola Tetti.
So we've got some good intel to work with.
We do. And our mission is to figure out, is this a legitimate opportunity, or are we just looking at a mountain of hype?
Hype is definitely a big factor in the startup world. Lots of promises. But can they deliver?
Exactly. So we'll break down their technology, scrutinize those financial projections, and hopefully by the end of this, you'll have a better idea of whether this is an investment worth considering.
Sounds like a plan. Let's separate fact from fiction.
All right. So let's start with the basics. What does Automedia actually do?
Lay it on me.
Their idea is to install and manage these giant LED video walls. But we're not talking your average billboard here. These things are transparent.
Transparent. Okay, now that's interesting. So you can see through them.
Yep. And they want to put them on office towers in major cities around the world.
Using existing infrastructure. That could simplify things compared to building new structures from scratch.
Right. Now, here's where things get really interesting. They're claiming that their advertising costs are up to 120 times lower than their competitors.
Whoa, hold on. 120 times lower? That's a massive difference. How is that even possible?
That's the million-dollar question. They say this drastic price difference will attract clients like crazy and guarantee those high yields for investors. They're even talking about TV advertisers paying a full year up front.
A year up front? That's a bold move. TV advertising usually works on a different payment model. This is a big departure from the norm.
It is. And that upfront payment structure is a key piece of their projected first-year revenue, which, get this, ranges from $180 million to $900 million.
Wait, what? That's an enormous range, from $180 million to $900 million. That's not a projection. That's a guessing game.
I know, right? And their projected company valuation, well, hold on to your hats because it's equally eye-popping, $4 billion in year one, $12 billion by year three, and get this, a whopping $40 billion in year 10.
Okay, those are some seriously ambitious figures. It sounds like they're aiming for the moon. But we need to remember, valuations are based on expectations, not current performance. A lot can happen between now and year 10.
Absolutely. So there are definitely some, let's call them optimistic projections flying around here. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about how you, the listener, could potentially get involved.
All right, let's talk investment. What options are on the table?
Well, they're offering a few different ways to get a piece of the pie. You could go for an equity stake, 15% for $6 million, or 24% for $9 million.
So a sizable chunk of the company, depending on how deep your pockets are.
Right. Or there's another option. They're looking for someone to acquire a leading LED video wall manufacturer. Price tag, $3
million. And they're claiming this manufacturer is actually worth $7 million. That's quite a discount.
That's what they're saying. And after the acquisition, they're planning to apply for a $30 million EU fund.
EU funding, huh? That could be a game changer, but I'm guessing there are strings attached.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about 60% non-repayable, so not exactly free money, but definitely a significant boost. And they're really pushing this idea of transparency.
Transparency is always a good sign. What does that look like in practice?
All their financial movements, they say, are accessible online, and any investment funds go into a joint company account, not the owner's personal account.
That's a good sign. It suggests a degree of accountability.
So those are the guarantees they're putting forward. Shared ownership of both Automedia and the manufacturer, potential access to that big chunk of EU funding, and this emphasis on transparency.
It's a decent package, but does it actually offset the risks?
That's the question, isn't it? So those are the guarantees, but do they really outweigh those risks?
Well, that's what we need to figure out.
Right. And a big part of that is those, shall we say, ambitious financial projections.
Yeah, that massive revenue range they're throwing out there, $180 million to $900 million in their first year. That's a huge red flag for me.
It's a big gap for sure.
To even hit that lower end, they'd need to sign a whole lot of advertisers and fast.
And they're banking on those TV advertisers, the big spenders, buying into this whole upfront payment model.
That's a tough sell. You know, it's a complete shift from how TV advertising usually works.
Big ask for sure. especially in a market that's already packed with established players.
Exactly. They're not just competing with other startups. They're going up against the giants.
So they need to not only convince advertisers to choose them over those big names, but also to commit to this whole new way of paying.
Huge challenge. And then you've got the technology itself.
Those giant, transparent LED video walls.
Right. The technology's not new, but putting it on that scale, integrating it into office towers, that's a whole other ballgame.
Logistically, it sounds like a nightmare.
Think about the installation, the disruption to the buildings, the ongoing maintenance. It all adds up.
And let's not forget the energy consumption.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
They talk a big game about green energy, but powering those displays, that's going to take a lot of juice.
So a lot of potential downsides. Yeah. But let's flip the script for a second. What if they pull it off?
Okay, let's say they overcome the hurdles.
Even if they achieve a fraction of what they're projecting, what could that look like?
Well, the impact on our cities, that could be huge. Imagine skylines lit up with these dynamic, colorful displays.
It would definitely change the vibe, wouldn't it?
And think about the advertising industry. If Auto Media really can offer TV-quality advertising at a fraction of the cost, it could disrupt the whole game.
Change how brands think about reaching their audiences.
Absolutely. And it's not just advertising, right? These screens could be used for art, public service announcements, even real-time news and information.
So it's bigger than just Auto Media's success or failure.
It's about the potential to change how we experience our cities, how we interact with information in public spaces.
Big picture stuff.
Exactly. So potential investors need to think beyond the numbers, weigh the risks and rewards, but also consider the broader implications of Auto Media's vision.
So let's say someone's listening to this thinking, okay, this is fascinating, but how do I actually make a decision? Is this a good investment or not? What advice would you give them?
Well, first off, do your homework. Don't just take Auto Media's word for it.
Go beyond the pitch.
Exactly. Dig into the financials. Analyze those projections. Really scrutinize what they're basing those numbers on.
So look for independent analysis. See what other experts are saying.
Right. And pay attention to the competition. Who are they up against? What are their strengths and weaknesses? How does Auto Media plan to stand out?
And the regulations. Outdoor advertising can be a minefield, right?
Absolutely. Different cities, different countries all have their own rules. Investors need to understand the potential roadblocks there.
So research and due diligence are key. What else should potential investors consider?
Get a sense of the founder, Nicola Teddy. This whole thing hinges on his vision. Research his background, his experience. Does he have what it takes to make this happen?
So it's about the person, not just the idea.
Exactly. And finally, don't get swept up in the hype. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement, but stay objective. Weigh the potential against the very real risks.
Be skeptical, be thorough, and be ready to walk away if something doesn't feel right.
Exactly. At the end of the day, you're responsible for your own financial decisions. We're just here to give you the information you need to make an informed choice.
Solid advice. Now, let's move on to those guarantees Auto Media is offering. Shared ownership, potential EU funding, transparency. Do they really mitigate the risks we've talked about? Or are they just adding another layer of complexity? Let's unpack that after the break. All right, so we're back, and we're diving into those guarantees that Auto Media is offering. Let's start with that shared ownership thing, you know, of both Auto Media and that LED manufacturer they're looking to acquire. How does that actually benefit investors?
Well, by giving investors a piece of both the advertising platform, that's Auto Media, and the manufacturing side, they're essentially spreading out the risk.
Diversifying, right.
Exactly. So if one side hits a rough patch, the other could potentially pick up the slack. Plus, owning the manufacturing side gives Auto Media more control over the supply chain.
So they could potentially lower their costs.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe even sell that technology to other companies down the line. It's a strategic move.
Okay, makes sense. Now, what about that EU funding they're going after? $30 million with 60% non-repayable. How big of an advantage is that for them?
I mean, that kind of funding could be a game changer, especially for a startup. It could really give them the fuel they need to scale up quickly and expand their operations.
So it's a big deal. But you mentioned strings attached earlier, right? What kind of strings are we talking about?
Well, EU funding usually comes with certain requirements. They might need to hit certain milestones, you know, prove they're creating jobs, follow specific regulations, that sort of thing.
So it's not just free money.
Right. Investors need to understand the fine print, the terms of the agreement, before assuming it's a sure thing.
Okay, so shared ownership, potential EU funding, and let's not forget that emphasis on transparency. They're really pushing that. Do all these guarantees actually outweigh those risks we've been talking about?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? They do offer some reassurance, maybe mitigate some of the risks, but no investment is ever completely risk-free, especially in a fast-moving, disruptive industry like this.
So potential investors need to weigh those guarantees against the uncertainty of those revenue projections, the competition they're facing, the challenges of actually pulling off this ambitious plan.
Exactly. It boils down to your individual risk tolerance and how you assess Automedia's overall viability. The potential rewards are there, but so are the risks.
All right, so let's switch gears one last time and talk about something we haven't really dug into yet, their sustainability claims. They're saying they're going to use all these cutting-edge green energy solutions for their digital billboards, even talking about developing their own high-tech solar panels and sodium batteries.
Yeah, it's smart of them to play up the sustainability angle. It's definitely becoming more and more important, both for investors and consumers.
But how realistic is all of that?
Well, the technology for those things is advancing pretty rapidly. It's definitely possible that solar panels and sodium batteries could power displays like the ones they're proposing.
Okay, but it's one thing to talk about it, right? It's another to actually do it.
Exactly. They need to show us the concrete plans of partnerships, the evidence that they're serious about implementing these green energy solutions.
So let's say, hypothetically, they pull it off, they succeed with their business model, they get those green energy solutions up and running. What kind of impact could Automedia have on the advertising industry as a whole?
If they can really deliver on those promises of lower costs, high ROI, all while being environmentally conscious, I think they could really shake things up.
Potentially change the game.
Yeah. Imagine a world where these giant digital billboards powered by renewable energy are the norm. It could change how brands connect with consumers, maybe even make advertising less intrusive, more engaging.
It's a pretty big vision.
It is. And if they can achieve global scale like they're aiming for, the impact could go way beyond just advertising. Imagine these massive screens as platforms for public art, community messages, even real-time news.
So it's about more than just making money. It's about reshaping our urban environments, changing how we interact with information in public spaces.
It raises some interesting questions, though. How would this actually change our cities? Would these vibrant displays enhance them, or just contribute to visual clutter and information overload?
Well, those are questions for another day, perhaps. We've reached the end of our deep dive into Automedia, and I gotta say, I'm walking away with a lot to think about.
Me too.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground. Their ambitious plans, the potential risks and rewards, those guarantees, their vision for the future of advertising. It's a complex picture.
There's definitely a lot of potential, but also a lot of uncertainty. As always, we encourage you, our listeners, to do your own research, think critically about everything we've discussed, and ultimately make your own informed decisions.
Exactly. The world of technology and business is constantly evolving. What seems revolutionary today might be commonplace tomorrow. What seems like a sure thing could disappear overnight.
The key is to stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Automedia. Until next time, keep exploring.